No car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by Authority of the Lansing Lugnuts and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form. And the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts, or, for that matter, the Lansing Locos. Good afternoon and welcome in to Jacksonfield and Michigan State Capitol. Bienvenidos a Lansing. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. It's a Copa de la Diversión finale. The West Michigan Whitecaps and the Lansing Locos in the sixth game of a six-game series. Adam, good to see you.
What's going on, Jesse?
What's going on is we're going to see the Locos left-hander Jack Owen against the Whitecaps right-hander Carlos Guzman. But before we get into that starting pitching matchup, let's go back to yesterday. It felt like the familiar story. Lansing gets out to the early lead, an enormous inning by West Michigan, powered by some big swings. They took control. They won the game.
Yeah, unfortunately for the Lugnuts, though, the bullpen just let them down again yesterday. Give credit to West Michigan. They had some timely swings and some big swings, as Jesse just told you. Three home runs yesterday. Murr had the final exclamation point in that ninth inning, but the big half inning came in the seventh, where they hit three doubles and five straight reached against Kumar Nambiar, who has been the Lugnuts' best reliever this season. And unfortunately, on top of the bullpen giving up some runs late, Jesse, the offense couldn't get going. They got the home run in the ninth inning from Max Muncy, but they scored five runs in the first three innings and then didn't get any runs against West Michigan, who just changed up their pitching throughout the entire evening as they threw six that kept Lansing off balance. And the Lugnuts, now as the Locos today, obviously coming in now losers of three straight.
Because of that, it's interesting. We're about to talk about the starting pitching matchup, but Lansing has gotten good starting. Kyle Verbitsky yesterday was pretty darn good. 5 2/3, he allowed three runs. They've received some good early offense. So as we are getting set for the start of the game, really, it's important that our focus does shift to the middle and the late innings.
Yeah, and I think, obviously, there's a little bit more pressure on the bullpen and the starting pitching because the lineup has kind of been in flux, right? I mean, there's been guys that have gone down on the IL, Drew Swift, Jack Winkler. You've got one of the best hitters in this league, Tyler Soderstrom, being promoted. So it's not to say that the hitters aren't capable and good, but they're still trying to find their rhythm and that right nine and the order and comfortability for them to continue to produce runs at a high rate. So with that, a little bit more pressure on the pitching staff.
On the other side, for the West Michigan Whitecaps, we saw Isaac Pacheco star home runs in each of the last 2 days. 2 days ago, Chase Young made his professional debut. Yesterday, he added off. And today, the 2022 first-rounder returns to the West Michigan lineup.
Yeah, the rich get richer. I mean, West Michigan 24-10, and they add Pacheco. They add Young, the first-rounders you mentioned. So this team is going to be really difficult to win against as this season continues, and they should be a very formidable opponent, assuming they can make the playoffs in the second half. So we'll see what happens today. It's the final time these two will get together this year, and hopefully the Nuts can come out on top.
Starting lineups are up next. This is Lansing Locos pregame.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business.
I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
About 6 minutes away from first pitch, the Lansing Luckos, the West Michigan Whitecaps, the final game of the 24-game season series between these two arch rivals. Here's Adam Jaxa with a look at the starting nines.
All right, thanks so much, Jesse. We begin with West Michigan, 56-45, 25-10 in the second half. They look like this under manager Brian Pena. Trey Cruz leads off at shortstop. Jace Young, the first-rounder this year, is batting second and playing second. Corey Joyce is the DH, hitting third. Jake Holton swings fourth and is at first base. Josh Crouch, another home run yesterday, catching, batting fifth. Austin Murr swings sixth and is in left field. Ben Malgeri back out in center field, batting seventh. Jose King is at the hot corner, hitting eighth. And Esne Chacon in right field to round out this West Michigan order. Cruz, Young, Joyce, Holton, Crouch, Murr, Malgeri, King, Chacon. Jesse, who you got today as the spotlight hitter for the Whitecaps?
It's Jace Young. He really should have had two more hits in his debut. He had them robbed from him. Great plays by second baseman Cooper Bowman and shortstop Max Muncy 2 days ago. In the end, he ended up with one base hit. Well, he got that game under his belt, and he butterflies. He was able to watch yesterday, and I expect to see Young locked in today. In fact, he's already outside the West Michigan dugout taking practice swings. He's not even going to be the first batter to hit in this game.
He's got some of that Max Muncy syndrome. Max is usually out there pretty early. All right, and that West Michigan 9 in support of the righty Carlos Guzman. On the other side for the Lansing Locos, 38-63, 13-22 as they line up under first-year manager Phil Pohl. He writes out the order like this. Cooper Bowman leads off at second. Aribiel Angeles at short, hitting second. Max Muncy bats third and is the DH today. Shane McQuire is at first, batting cleanup. Alexander Campos at third, hitting fifth. Lázaro Armentero swings sixth and plays left field. Patrick McCall in right, batting seventh. Brian Buelvas in center field, hitting eighth. And Hanson Lopez catching to round out the Lansing Locos order. Bowman, Angeles, Muncy, McGuire, Campos, Armenteros, McCall, Buelvas, and Lopez. Jesse, who do we have for Lansing?
It's Shane McGuire. In five games, McGuire has an on-base percentage of .478. He has six hits, four walks, one HBP, 11 times on base, averaging over twice per game. He's back in the order today, and I'm eager to see if this continues.
I like that pick there, and they in support of the lefty, Jack Owen. Two teams are out in front of their dugouts on a hot, sticky Sunday afternoon, the season series finale between West Michigan and Lansing. And now just about time, we will send it down to the field as we will get our national anthem underway here from Jackson Field. Thank you. All right, God Bless America and the National Anthem for you on this hot and humid Sunday afternoon. Beautifully sung down there on Jackson Field. It is game 102 today for West Michigan and Lansing in this 132-game season. The West Michigan Whitecaps 56-45, 25-10 in the second half against your Lansing Locos 38-63, 13-22. With the call of the game, here's the longtime voice of the Nuts, or the Locos today, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And let me introduce to you this Lansing defense in the outfield. Let's begin with Lassaro Armenteros in left, and center field Brian Brobas, and in right field Patrick McCall. Around the infield, Shane McGuire's at first. At second base, it's Cooper Bowman. The shortstop, Eurybiel Angeles. And at third base, Alexander Campos. The catcher, Hanson Lopez. And the man on the mound, the left-hander, Jack Owen. As we're getting you all set for game 36 in the second half, 102 overall for the year. Adam Owen is coming off six scoreless his last time out. What are your keys?
War Eagle, Jesse.
Yes.
War Eagle for the former Auburn Tiger. Keys, keep doing what he's been doing. He's been excellent. ERA 2.67 through six starts. You mentioned six scoreless against Great Lakes. Only one run given up in 6 2/3 the last time before that against Lake County. So he pumps the zone. Not going to come at you with a ton of heat, but he's accurate with that fastball curve, change, and his cutter.
This is a Copa game, Copa de la Diversión. So Lansing is clad in those Locos turquoise jerseys, the gem blue, with marigold bills, and on the front of it, the Potu bird, which serves as the Locos mascot and logo. Lansing Lugnuts, the rallying cry, let's go nuts. Lansing Locos, therefore, vamos locos. We are underway, 1:06 p.m. And the first offering fouled straight back, strike one for Trey Cruz. Switch hitter bats from the right side. He's up there ready to hack. And 0-1. Fouled straight back, no balls and two strikes now on the Rice Owl. Trey Cruz out of Rice, born in Toronto, hailing from Houston, Texas, heading 219. A step back, the leg kick, the pitch, fouled straight back once again. That's three straight swings and three straight times the ball has been fouled straight back, which lets you know he's on it, he's just a little off, if you know what I mean.
More importantly, who you got, an eagle or an owl?
Oh, what time of day is it? 0-2. Swing and a foul tip. Hung on to by Lopez. The answer is it's daytime. It's the afternoon. And so the eagle wins.
Good answer.
And Jace Young steps up next. Jace Young out of San Antonio, Texas. Lefty, lefty. Pitch is on its way. Right down the middle. Strike call.
What do you got, a Red Raider or an Eagle?
This is Texas Tech in the left-hand batter's box at the Auburn University Southpaw. Owen offers. That two called a strike, working the outside corner.
Well, Tiger fans are excited to see Young back in the lineup today, Jesse, after a day off yesterday.
And when you say Tiger fans, you don't mean Auburn Tiger, you mean Detroit Tiger.
That's correct.
The Auburn Tiger issues. Grounded foul off the railing in front of the Lansing first baseside dugout. Nothing but strikes so far for Jack Owen. That two is foul tipped. Not hung on to by catcher Lopez. Stays 0-2. Owen this year, I mean, just nine runs allowed. Just the .214 batting average against him coming in. An 0-2 pitch. Young gets under it to left field, measured by Armenteros. Now he comes in. Lassaro, the catch above his cap at two outs.
Well, we've talked about it. It's mainly the reason he's been so effective is because he just pounds the zone. He gets ahead of hitters, and that gives him the opportunity to mix his pitches and gives him options to keep the hitters off balance, and he's done that so far. 9 for 9, rather.
And here's his 10th pitch. First offering to Corey Joyce, batting right. That is around the outside corner. Ball one. Number three hitter in the Caps order. No score. That breaks in there, and a strike called. So after Owen started off with the relatively hard stuff, he goes to the back-to-back hooks. Slow curve on the 1-1. Joyce fouls it back, 1-2.
And again, ahead of a batter, two strikes on him, plenty of options here.
It's fascinating because it can look easy. It's not easy to pitch this way. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Owen shakes off a sign, agrees, winds, deals. Reached for and fouled away to the right side. Owen opened up this year with the Stockton Ports. They stretched him out, promoted him up here to Lansing. And so here he is in his 7th start. 1-2. That 2 fouled away to the right. Joyce battling, Holton waiting on deck. Owen struck out Cruz. He got Young on the routine flyout to left. Center fielder Brelbaugh shading to left center. Quite a ways, too. Here's the pitch. Fouled off into the screen.
I think that's what's been so impressive, at least for me, Jesse. 23 appearances in Stockton and just the 1 start. He comes up here and changes readiness and starts these games, and he's been even more effective.
Just off the inside corner with a fastball. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Joyce. Black Sox pulled up high, white pants, turquoise jersey. A ground ball is chopped weakly to short. In comes Angeles to grab, throws to first. It's in time. And the side retired. Had that internal clock working great as Joyce was hustling up the line and the throw beat him to the bag. 1-2-3 go the Whitecaps, 1-2-3 batters. And onward to the bottom of the first inning. The Locos are coming up against righty Carlos Guzman when we return.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Perfect top half of the first for Jack Owen. Now to the home half. Cooper Bowman, A. Rebiel, Analeas, Max Muncy forthcoming against West Michigan right-hander Carlos Guzman. West Michigan's outfield defense, Murren left, Malgerian center, Chacon in right, Holton at first, Young at second. Cruz the shortstop, King at third, the catcher Crouch. And now Guzman lets it fly. Cooper Bowman takes ball one outside. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. Adam will tell you a little bit more about the West Michigan right-handed starter, but first, a ball one offering. Bowman takes a called strike in the outside corner on the fastball.
That's his 5th start against Lansing this year, and he's done really well in his prior 4, ERA 2.37, 12 strikeouts, 7 walks against the Nuts.
Out of Aragua, Venezuela, the pitch fouled off at home plate, 1 ball, 2 strikes on Bowman.
And he's been really good in his last 4 starts, allowing 2 runs or less in each. First pitching opportunity against Lansing since back in their last series in mid-June.
4-pitch guy, Guzman. Pitcher's pitch on 1-2. Slider just off the outside corner. Cooper Bowman, right-handed hitting second baseman for the Locos, and a scoreless game. Through his first 5 games with Lansing, 6 hits, 3 steals. The pitch on its way. Lined foul over the netting into the bleachers where it rattles around. That ball hit very hard, just a little late. And so he earns himself another 2-2. Guzman from the third base side of the rubber, feet closely together, lets it fly. Fought off foul to the right. Keep it here, 2 balls, 2 strikes. So Bowman hitting 261. 320 on base percentage, the OPS 711. He's played every game of this series, his first 5 and now 6 games, in Lansing after being acquired in a trade from the Yankees. The deal, way outside. We've seen Bowman's first home run. Great power, great speed, looking to ignite. Payoff. Outside corner, strike 3 called. He thought he had earned the walk. Instead, he gets rung up by home plate umpire Kenny Jackson. 1 batter, 1 strikeout for Carlos Guzman. Guzman is coming off 4 strikeouts his last time out against the Dayton Dragons on July the 31st. It was his second start of that series against Dayton. Deals to Aribiel Angeles. Outside corner, strike called. In his first outing against Dayton, 5-1 hit scoreless innings. And that was the second 5-1 hit scoreless innings of the year. Angeles grounds it right back to him. He lobs it over to first base, and Holton gets the put down of the bag. That was as casual can be. 2 outs.
True definition of a Sunday lollipop right there, yes, from the mound.
And now Max Muncy. Adam mentioned Guzman against this Lansing squad. On April the 15th, 5 innings, 4 hits, 1 run in his first start of the year. Max Muncy takes a called strike 1. And then on May the 4th, in a doubleheader, he'll add 3 runs and 6 hits in 4 innings, a game that Lansing won. His pitch, way outside.
Well, you know the Lugnuts are going to get up for Star Wars Day.
That's right. May the 4th be with you and yours. And then 2 starts against Lansing, June 7th and June 12th. The first 1, 5 innings, 1 run. The second 5 innings, no runs. Muncy takes ball 2. It was down low. And so here he is once again. He has not gone longer than 5 innings in any outing this year. A 2-ball, 1-strike pitch. Muncy takes off the outside corner. 2 outs, nobody on. Last of the first, no score. Muncy last night in his final at-bat of the game, he homered out to left field on a 3-1.
So those 4 lines, Jesse, 3 at West Michigan. He was really good, but scuffed up here in Lansing.
Muncy fouls this pitch out of play to the right side. The count goes to 3-2.
And the difference in that game against the Nuts here, they got a couple times.
Max Muncy knows something about flexing muscles. 2 outs, base is clear. Payoff. Fouled away again off to the right. The count went full on Bowman. Guzman struck him out looking. Comebacker from Angeles. And now again, 3-2. Muncy takes ball 4 outside. A 2-out base on balls. And for Max, that is already walk number 9 he has drawn in his 5th game in Lansing.
Love that. Patient hitter. He waits for his pitches to come in the zone and whacks at those. And if they're going to be out of the zone, he lays off of them. Nice close take right there. And good to see the Locos get a base runner in this first inning.
Bring up Shane McGuire now. The Locos starting first baseman. Cleanup hitter. Bats left. No score. Muncy a threat to run. Doesn't go. McGuire takes ball 1 inside. So now I see unofficially 18 pitches. 10 strikes, 8 balls for Guzman. And if you're hoping for a quick plate appearance here, that's not what we've seen a lot of from McGuire. 1-0. He does swing, and he lifts it down the left side. Shallow left field. Austin Murr down the line. Makes the catch in a foul ground, 1 step over the chalk. And so McGuire and the Lansing Locos are done. In the end, just the 2-out walk for Muncy. He's stranded. And scoreless we go to the 2nd inning from Jackson Field.
Hey fans, do you know your Mud Hens from your Trash Pandas? Then play Minor League Rundown, the official free-to-play game of Minor League Baseball, and compete for tickets and game day experiences. Rundown is made for masters of ballpark trivia. Playing is free and easy on any mobile device. Just head on over to www.ballyplay.com to sign up and play. Return for each open round to vie for more prizes, including the grand prize, to attend Championship Weekend in Las Vegas this October. It's never been this fun to get caught in a rundown.
There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, refreshments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Scoreless first, Jack Owen matching zeros with Carlos Guzman. And now Lansing lefty Owen will take on the Whitecaps 4, 5, and 6 batters for the second in Holton, Crouch, and Murr. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Glad to have you along here with us on a Capital City Market Kids Day. After today's game, kids will run the bases and then across the street at Capital City Market, free ice cream. Lefty offers, right-handed batting Holton takes ball one low. Jake Holton, cleanup hitter in the order. From the right side against the southpaw. Pitch on its way. Fouled away to the right side. 1-1. Hitting 277 this year through 81 games. A healthy 863 OPS. Gets on base a lot. Hits for power. Takes a pitch up high and away. 2 balls and 1 strike.
Sounds like a good candidate to hit cleanup.
I would say so. The pitch from Owen. At the letters for a called strike. That's a very well-balanced batting stance for Holton. Feet spread apart. Brings the bat once through the zone. Cocks it back behind his right ear. The deal. That is just a little higher than the pitch before it, and it's ball three. Lansing center fielder Buelbas continues to shade to left center. The pitch fouled off to the right side. Meanwhile, the shortstop Angeles deep in the hole. Second baseman Bowman to his right up the middle. Nobody on, nobody out. Payoff. Up high, ball four. Holton draws his 50th walk of the year, and it comes to lead off the second. And that brings up the man who supplied the big swings yesterday, Josh Crouch from the right side.
I'd like to see this guy come up with nobody on base.
Well, I got bad news for you. Holton at first, nobody out, no score. First pitch, swing and a miss. Strike one. Walked, scored the first West Michigan run yesterday. He asked for time here very quick. He was homered in by Isaac Pacheco. Then 2 innings later, in the 4th inning, Josh Crouch homered, no doubt shot his 8th homer of the year. And then 3 innings after that, a 3-run bases-clearing double to cap a 4-run 7th. Owen to Crouch. Floating across the outside corner, strike two called.
Good news, and we've talked about this. Jack Owen only has given up one home run this year in just over 31 innings pitched. So he does a nice job of keeping teams in the yard, and that's going to be key, especially for how West Michigan has hit it this week.
Owen's pitch, swing and a miss. A fastball away, and Crouch was late. Gone on 3 pitches for Owen's 2nd strikeout. Next up, Austin Murr. You say that with Owen and keeping the ball in the ballpark. West Michigan this entire series, though, has hit it out, and Murr is the most recent example.
Mm-hmm.
Came up in the 9th inning yesterday against Angelo Infante and crushed it out to right. Lefty to lefty. Murr takes a called strike outside corner. Lead-off walk followed by the K. 0-0. Holton leading away from first base, held on by McGuire. And 0-1 for Murr. Here it comes. Off the outside corner. Murr's homer yesterday was just his 2nd of the year. But 13 home runs in 5 games of this series for West Michigan. They came in with 80 home runs this year. On the 1-1. Breaking ball just missed. 2 balls and a strike. First look for Owen against West Michigan this season. Murr batting overall 244. The pitch. He grounds to second base. This could be two. Bowman feeds on the last one. Over to first. It is a double play. Though it is 6-3. Side retired. Wipe out that leadoff walk. Through 1.5. No score from Lansing.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, group sales account executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
It is hot, it is humid in Lansing, Michigan. Locos and Whitecaps scoreless to the bottom of the second inning. With Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg. 87 degrees, heat index 95 is the right-hander Carlos Guzman for West Michigan. Deals to Alexander Campos. And the right-handed batter takes ball one outside. Campos, Armenteros, and McCall, 5-6-7 in the Lansing Locos order. Two-tone bat in Campos' hands. The pitch, way outside. Two balls, no strikes. Well, another good game at home plate yesterday for Campos. 2-for-4 after he had 3 hits and a walk the day before. Pitch on its way. That two misses. Wide of the corner, maybe a little low to boot. 3 balls and no strikes on Campos. The native of Cumana, Venezuela, takes on the right-hander Guzman out of Aragua, Venezuela. Pitch on its way. Strike called on the fastball.
You remember what he did a week ago?
I remember Campos hitting a home run. Is that what you're talking about?
That's what I'm talking about.
His home runs are rockets. 3-1. Off the outside corner. Here, it's a walk. And the second walk given up by Guzman. This one comes to lead off the second.
Yeah, that day in the order, he was hitting a little bit lower in the lineup. But Phil Bohl's been forced to move him up, as you mentioned, Jesse. He's been great at the plate of late for Lansing.
So bring up Lázaro Armenteros. It's bad boy Ethan comes out to get the baseball, brings it back into the dugout, first base side. Lazarito, right-handed batter, open stance, powerful. Guzman's pitch, up very high. Carlos Guzman, by the way, that fastball can touch 97 miles an hour. He's a four-pitch guy. We've seen a good slider. Scoreless so far, 1-0. Breaking ball called a strike on the outside corner. Lansing is still easing Armenteros back from his injury that he suffered in June. He's hitting 255. He has 8 home runs. The pitch hits it in the air, left center field. Malgeri chases it back, looks up. Over the Michigan Baseball Hall of Fame. A 2-run shot for Lazarito gives the Locos a 2-0 lead.
That's his first one since coming back from the IL, and it was a big one. Nice start for the Locos on this Sunday afternoon, and a little flex there from Laz as he crosses home plate.
Now Patrick McCall. I'm a call. First pitch, strike one. The Lansing sales staff, Adam, they try to call Lansing players to hit home runs in every game. The call takes at the letters, strike two call. Well, every day I check in with Nick Bertoia, with Jake, Marcos, although get well soon, Marcos, Elena, and more. The pitch, swing and a miss. McCall's gone on strikes. And there's the second strikeout for Guzman, one away in the home second. Nick LaLama from the box office sometimes joins in. Nick, the other Nick. We have a lot of Nicks on our staff. All I'm introducing is to say that today Nick Bertoia collared me before the game and said, Lázaro Armenteros, home run. Brian Buelbas smacks the first pitch he sees towards second. One hop, nice pickup, Young. Throws to first, out number two. That was a tricky one. He was dying right before it got to him, and he just cushioned it up against his belly. Two outs, nobody on.
Yeah, Nick Bertoia, the ringleader of that home run picking sales staff.
I enjoy it.
Absolutely, it's great stuff.
Armenteros' two-run homer has given the Locos a 2-0 lead. Hanson Lopez takes ball one outside. This is Hanson's ninth at-bat with Lansing. A 1-for-8, 2 walks, 4 strikeouts. Game number 5. The pitch on its way. Down low. 2 balls and no strikes on the right-handed batter. Let's pitch. A ground ball hit on the left side, past the third baseman King. Shortstop Cruz wings it over and got him at first base. He was not distracted by King running past him. Cruz going across his body with a fine play, and that ends the second inning. However, leadoff walk followed up by the Armenteros round tripper to left center. And as we go to the third inning, with Adam Jackson taking over the call, it's the Locos 2, the Whitecaps nothing.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
DiscoverTheForest.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the action. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Hello there, and it's 7th, 2022. The Lansing Locos lead 2-0. Jack Owens' first pitch of the third is in there for a strike as he continues to pound the zone. 24 strikes on 32 pitches. Next offering, swing and a miss. No balls, 2 strikes on Ben Malgeri, center fielder again today. Malgeri 6-for-19 in this series. 2 runs scored with a double, 5 driven in, a walk, and 3 strikeouts for Malgeri, wearing number 29. The pitch just misses the outside corner, 1-2. Lansing getting their 9th home run this year from Lázaro Armenteros. The difference in this game, they're up 2-0. The pitch, just wide again, 2-2. Good eye from Malgeri. Had a pretty good game yesterday. Remember, the bottom of the order was tough against Lansing. Malgeri reached twice with a base hit and a walk. Next offering, in there, called strike 3. 3rd strikeout for Jack Owen. Oh, he was just missing on the outer part of the plate. And then he says, I'm going to go inside corner and completely fool Ben Malgeri. And it works out. Now it's Jose King that steps up, the third baseman today. 6 foot, 175 pounds, left-hander. The pitch. In there, strike one. King 2 for 9 in this series with a run, home run, RBI, and a strikeout. The pitch. Low and outside. 1-1. 2-0, Lansing leading in the top of the third in their Locos-themed uniforms today. A Copa game. The pitch. That's outside. 2-0. Saw Latino dancers out on the field before the game. The pitch. Swing, and that's fouled back. And there was great music in front of the ballpark as well if you arrived a little bit earlier. Big celebration. Two. Lifted out to shallow left. Armenteros coming in, and it falls in front of him. Base hit for King the other way. There's the first hit for West Michigan. So again, the bottom of the order continues to produce. Yesterday, Pacheco, Malgeri, and Mendoza had 3 straight hits in the second, including a home run from Pacheco. He then reached with a base hit later in the game in the sixth. Pacheco not in the order today after just getting promoted to West Michigan this week. Played in 2 straight games. Here's Esni Chacon. The first pitch. High, strike one at the letters. Chacon 3 for 13 with a double and a couple of strikeouts this week. Slightly open stance from the right side. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Floating ball outside. Good pitch from Owen. No balls, 2 strikes on the nine-hitter, Esni Chacon. Owen set from the stretch, third base side of the slab. Right foot in front of the left. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. He chased it down low. And the fans excited as he was the Buddy's K-man. So a section gets free pizza. That's the 4th strikeout for Owen. 2 away in this 3rd inning. Jack just continuing to live in and around the zone. Back to the top of the order and Trey Cruz. Set a throw back to first. 2-0, Locos in the 3rd. They're looking to end a 3-game losing streak against West Michigan. And they've had early leads in the last 2. Just have not been able to finish them off. The pitch. Inside and down low, 1. Yesterday, Lansing was up 4-2. They were then up 5-2, for it was 5-3 heading into the 7th. And then West Michigan exploded for 4 runs in that 7th inning. Tacked on 1 more in the 9th, 1-8-6. 1-0 pitch. That's down low. Gets away from Hanson. Lopez tries to pick up the baseball as Trey Cruz trying to back out of the way. Lopez couldn't find it. And Jose King able to advance up to second on what is ruled a wild pitch. So West Michigan with a runner in scoring position and a dangerous hitter in Trey Cruz and a 2-0 count. He's homered earlier this week. 8 home runs now. 44 driven in. Lefty on righty. The pitch home. Inside corner, strike one. Trey Cruz in this series, 7 for 23 with 4 runs scored. He's had 2 home runs, 2 doubles, 7 driven in. Having a big week. The pitch, down low, good stop by Lopez, 3-1. Lansing heads out onto the road against the Dayton Dragons after this one concludes. Get the off day tomorrow, and then the 6-game set with the Dragons. First time heading down to Day Air Ballpark this year. The pitch. That's outside, and it's 4. So Owen with his first walk allowed, and there are runners at 1st and 2nd for the newest Detroit Tiger, Jace Young. We take a peek at the standings in the second half. This West Michigan team right at the top, 25-10. Dayton is struggling. Lansing sitting at 13-22, but the Dragons in last place at 11-22. What a difference from their first half. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Strike one. It was that month of June that kind of did in their season, where Great Lakes had that terrific month, overtook first place, and won the first half, and Dayton just hasn't been the same ever since. The pitch home. Swing, and that's kicked back up over the netting in towards the lower bowl. No balls, two strikes. Of course, never easy to be consistent for a full year in minor league baseball, because as soon as those guys get good, they head to the next level. Can't really struggling. First and second, two outs, two to nothing. Locos, the pitch. On the outside corner, called strike three, and Young is rung up. Let's head to the last of the third. Two stranded on a base hit and a walk. Lansing 2, West Michigan none.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom three at Jackson Field. Second pitch runs wide on a slider away to Cooper Bowman, and he's ahead. Two balls, no strikes. Lansing looking to tack onto their two-run advantage. Next pitch, way outside, and it's three balls, no strikes. You just see a walk from Jack Owen, and maybe Guzman going to allow one. He's already given up two. Max Muncy walked, and so did Alexander Campos. Bowman, perhaps the next. The pitch. In there at the knees, strike one. Cooper Bowman, the A's 29th rated prospect after getting traded at the deadline from New York. The pitch, hammered down the left field side. That ball is off the wall and fair as it ricochets to Murr in left field. Bowman is around first, easing into second, and he's got a double to lead off this third inning. He got a pitch to hit on the 3-1 count and didn't miss it. First double for Cooper Bowman. So two hits today for Lansing, and they have both been extra base hits. This is kind of what West Michigan has done to Lansing in this series. A lot of extra base hits, a lot of home runs. Let's see if Arribilangeles can knock in Bowman. The pitch. Up high, ball one to Arribilangeles. Grounded out to Guzman in his first at-bat. 270 average with a couple homers and 31 driven in for Angeles. The pitch home. Popped up right side. Shallow right. May not get out of the infield. Holton is back, the first baseman on the fringe of the grass. Makes the catch. And Angeles is down on a couple of balls in play that have been weak contact. Very rare for him. Got to give credit to Carlos Guzman. So with one out, here's Max Muncy. Dean Stiles, pitching coach for the Whitecaps before they face the 19-year-old Max Muncy. Dangerous hitter. Had a home run yesterday that he just slashed out in the ninth inning up over the home run, over the wall and onto home run hill. Three home runs for Max. He had one to lead off the game for the Nuts a couple of nights ago. And, of course, he had his first pitch of the game up in Great Lakes last week that went deep. So he can jump on some pitches. Walked earlier in this game. Kenny Jackson, the home plate umpire, running out there to break up the meeting on the mound between Josh Crouch, Carlos Guzman, and Dean Stiles. Now we're about ready to go. Multiple shades of blue on this Sunday afternoon between the two squads. You feeling blue? The pitch? That's a little bit up high and outside. Ball one. Clashing colors, but we love blue. Maybe not so much here in the Lansing area. They don't love blue, but blue's a good color. Good primary choice. And you've got the green on the grass. The 1-0. Lifted out to right center field. Malgieri is on the run, circling towards the track and makes the catch in front of the Buddy's Pizza sign. Up to third goes Cooper Bowman on the long fly from Max Muncy. He doesn't hit that to the deepest part of the park. That's his fourth home run. Instead, a long second out. Those shades of blue, a lighter blue mixed with the dark blue on the two-shaded blue unis for West Michigan. And then the turquoise blue for Lansing's Locos-themed uniforms. Got the dark blue and light-shaded blue clouds above. Wind whipping out towards right field. Here's Shane McGuire. Lifted out to left center field, but hanging up. Malgieri comes in. Murr cuts him off from left field and makes the catch. And then three flyouts from Angeles, Muncy, and McGuire. We're happy you're joining us on this Sunday afternoon. Off to the fourth. The fourth inning, that is. 2-0, Lansing leads.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over. And that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers. But there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Oh, that inclement weather seems to be approaching in the future, so we're just trying to cruise along here as we make it to the fourth inning on this hot and humid Sunday afternoon. Thanks so much for spending your August 7th with us here at Jackson Field. Top of the fourth, Lansing leading 2-0. Corey Joyce steps in. He's had a couple home runs this week. The pitch, that's popped up in the infield. Right side of the diamond. Under it is McGuire at first base. A step into foul territory behind the bag makes the catch. And a harmless first swing for Joyce becomes the first out of the fourth.
With that inclement weather arriving, you love seeing first pitch outs.
Jesse and says, hustle. Everybody hustle.
Let's go.
As the clouds are darkening, we knew this was on the horizon. Jake Holton steps in. First pitch, bends back, out of the way. Jake, the ball's inside, swing at it. 1-0.
Now, if you're West Michigan, you're going, we're down by two, so.
1-0, that's down low. Two balls, no strikes.
This is the final meeting, though, of the season between these two teams.
Holton walked in his first at bat. Next offering. Checked it. That's in there just above the belt. Strike one. That rain in the forecast says, according to the radar, it's expected to be here around 3 o'clock. 2-1. Hard hit foul, third base side. Two balls, two strikes. So we sit just before 2 o'clock. You'd think around 70 minutes, depending on when it arrives, as we see some of those dark clouds starting to get closer.
I think it's going to be sooner rather than later, unfortunately.
Yeah, it may have changed since when I peeked at it before the game, but we'll focus on the now. The 2-2. Right. In there, called strike three. Nice pitch by Owen. He's done that a couple of times. These West Michigan batters crowding that right side of the plate and sends him back to the dugout. Sixth strikeout for Owen.
Well, the feeling is because his fastball does not have overwhelming velocity, that they lean out over the plate. They expect the off speed, and he can surprise them on that corner.
That's how he gets away with it not being as fast. He locates so well. Here's Josh Crouch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. He was one of those six strikeout victims against Jack Owen. That came back in the second inning. 2-0 Locos, top four. Josh Crouch will step out, take a little extra time. He's had a big series against the Nuts. Some big swings, including a home run yesterday. The offering, bouncing ball foul. Weakly hit, third base side. No balls, two strikes. Crouch, his home run yesterday, has driven in 9 this week. Scored 5 runs, has 7 hits in 19 at-bats. Owen ahead, 0-2. The pitch, swing, and a foul tip. Just got a piece of it as it slipped through the legs of Hanson Lopez. Ethan the bat boy there to scoop it up. Majority sun today, but again, those clouds getting thicker and thicker above us. 0-2. Breaking ball popped up back towards the seats. And takes a big hop and goes back a little bit deeper. That's one of those ones where if you're feeling like you're going to go for a foul ball catch, that's the type of pop-up you want. A little bit easier to handle than some of those line drives that come screaming back towards the bull sometimes. Owen turns the 0-2 pitch. Swing, and it's on the ground towards third. Shuffling to his left, Campos has it. Sets, throws to first, up the line. McGuire came off the bag, found it, and steps on it with his right foot to complete a quick top of the fourth. Jesse will be very pleased. Let's head to the home half. Lansing in front, 2-0 at Jackson Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Off to the fourth. It's 2-0, Lansing leading West Michigan in the season series finale. The West Michigan Whitecaps have wrapped up the series victory this week, taking 4 of the first 5. Lansing hoping to salvage a second victory. We'll see if they can tack on some runs. And also, if you're just joining us, we are very much monitoring the weather situation as the dark clouds approach. The Lansing Lugnuts staff is near to the tarp down the right field side. We'll hope that the rain stays away, or if it does come, comes for a shortened period of time. Alexander Campos leads off the fourth. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike one. He walked on 5 pitches in his first at bat. 2 hits is all for the Nuts, but One a home run, the other a double. The pitch. That's a little bit wide. One ball and one strike. Guzman has not pitched too bad, but he's now given up three home runs in his two starts at Jackson Field. The 1-1. Slider away. Two balls and a strike. He's also walked two. Does have two strikeouts. Lansing getting both runs on that big swing from Armenteros that was crushed out to left center. The pitch. That snaps the outside corner and hits the mid-heart of Crouch. 2-2. Campos wearing number 39 in those Locos-themed unis. The pitch home. Way outside. And it's three balls and two strikes.
There's a bit of a Soto shuffle with the way that Alexander Campos takes pitches.
I see that. Here's the payoff. Lifted out to right field. Twisting, and that is running back. And Chacon goes back and makes the catch. He initially started in, and that ball was taking off, twisting. And I think Chacon, lucky. That wind in the last half inning was blowing directly out to right field. It's kind of died down since. But if that's moving like it was the last half inning, that could have gotten over his head.
It was backspun.
Here's Lázaro Armenteros, and he's the man that is in charge of this two-run lead for Lansing. The pitch, swatted foul up into the blue clouds to his right. No balls, two strikes on Laz.
He's really worked on hitting breaking balls, and it was a breaking ball that he hit out of the ballpark to left center.
Here's the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, fastball. And there is strike three, the third strikeout for Carlos Guzman. Oh, quickly before Patrick McCall comes to the plate, our trivia question for you today. We talked about Hall of Fame Day down at the Coliseum today. Well, they honor the newest members into the Oakland Athletics class. First pitch strike, six will go in. One of them, the captain, Sal Bando. Question today, why did he elect to go to Arizona State to play collegiately? If you know that, send us in your responses. That pitch down low, 1-1. Why did Sal Bando, the great third baseman over there, elect to go to Arizona State? 1-1. Swing and a miss. One ball, two strikes. He, one of the honorees that will go into the Athletics Hall of Fame today, as they are expecting another sellout at the Coliseum.
You get more and more specific with your trivia.
1-2. That's inside. Two balls, two strikes. Well, I got to test these listeners because they get their answers correct left and right on me. Trying to make it a little more challenging. 2-2. Bouncing ball foul. Remains two balls, two strikes. At Adam Jaxa, at Jake Goldstrass on Twitter. Jake Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Guaranteed, if you email in, Jesse will light up with a smile. 2-2. Lifted out to left field, dropping but not quick enough as Murr comes in, makes the catch. And we are off to the fifth. Everyone deserves a great smile. Oh, that's your read. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler coming up next in the fifth. Lansing in front, 2-0.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical mask responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
And what a game Alex Jensen saw yesterday. He saw Gunnar Hoglund make his Stockton Ports debut. Hoagland allowed one unearned run. He was replaced on the mound by Daigler Jimenez, who then struck out 10 batters in 4 2/3 innings in a Stockton Ports 8-1 win. Right now, we're seeing the Lansing Locos leading the West Michigan Whitecaps 2-0 as we start up the fifth inning. Jack Owen lets it fly. And the first offering called a strike. Fastball against Austin Murr. It is Murr, Malgerian King, 6-7-8, as we're playing Beat the Rain. Murr takes, strike two called on the outside corner. Pace of play indeed. There's a lot of Lansing Loco staff currently at the tarp down the right side. Top of the fifth inning, so 0-2. Murr swings and chops it past the mound to his left. Shortstep on Jalais gloves, those to first. Got him. One away. If the Locos can get through this top of the fifth inning, we would have a completed game. We would be at 4.5, and then if rain came, stopped the proceedings, we could not get the game back and going. Lansing would be the victors. That is the urgency right here as Ben Malgeri bats from the right side and takes ball one away. And on the other side, if you're West Michigan, we'll see what the weather does hold. But there's urgency on Malgeri and the Whitecaps to come through and rally. A 1-0 grabs the inside corner. Strike call. Right now, West Michigan has one hit. A single by the man on deck, Jose King, two innings ago. Malgeri watches one bounce in. Two balls and one strike. We are in that eerie part right now where suddenly it got a lot lighter. Owen's pitch, swing and a miss. Strike two. Suddenly, the field was illuminated as we hit, a midpoint before the clouds really thicken. Fly ball twisting down the right field line toward the corner. That ball is foul, as ruled by bases umpire Diedrich. Very close for Malgeri.
Yeah, that was almost tucked right inside that 23-foot wall corner there and took a big ricochet out to right from McCall.
Two balls, two strikes, one out, nobody on. Lázaro Armenteros, two-run homer in the bottom of the second inning, supplying the game's only runs. Owen's pitch. Malgeri lays off the curveball, low and outside. Owen has struck out six, so one hit, two walks. The lefty out of Aliso Viejo, California, lets it fly. A ground ball past the mound, base hit center field. Hit number two for the Caps. Wilbos gloves, gets it in. On a one-out single from Malgeri.
Bottom of this order continues to produce. Malgeri had the good game yesterday. Another base hit today. Jose King had the base hit earlier in this game.
So now the batter, Jose King, the aforementioned. Lefty-lefty, Locos look to turn two. High fly, hitting the medium depth right field. McCall to his right. Takes one step back, one step to his right, and makes the catch. Little box step of dance action. At 2 outs is Malgeri back to first base.
Good weak contact right there, and first pitch swinging, and this is a big out. Even bigger than what it should be. It normally would be, but hopefully Jack Owen can find a way to get out of this half inning here.
The batter is Esney Chacon. We had a torrential storm earlier in the series. Lefty deals to righty. Outside ball one. That came with Lansing's victory earlier in the series. It came on Wednesday. And the feeling was, could we get the entire game in before the storm arrived? As it did, it arrived with one on, one out in the ninth. Chacon grounds to third base. Off of Campos' glove. Bouncing away from him. Staggering the entire way. Malgeri up to second. And Chacon is on at first base. He just did not look balanced. As he ranged to his left at third, Alexander Campos receives the error, and that is Campos' fourth error. There are two runners on, and two outs for Trey Cruz.
Well, that's a tough one because it got to him quickly. He was even with the bag, maybe a step in, just in case of a Chacon type of bunt, and that's why he didn't have any chance to collect his balance and keeps this inning alive for West Michigan.
Cruz has a couple of homers in the series. He swings and fouls off the first pitch, strike one. Owen looks to complete five scoreless. After his last time out, he went six scoreless against Great Lakes. Deals outside. And just in case, the Locos are warming up a right-hander in the pen. and lets you know how things are going. It's the closer, Osvaldo Berríos, here on the top of the fifth inning. Urgency with the rain. Owen fires a 1-1 to Cruz. Chopper hit down the left side, but foul wide of the line, with Campos heading to his right. Adam, I live on the west side of Lansing, about, what, 6-7 minutes away. It is raining there right now.
Well.
1-2 on Trey Cruz. Owen, one strike away from making this an official game. Curveball, line drive, base hit, left field. Windmill at third base, Malgeri. Throw in by Armenteros is cut. Malgeri slides across feet first, and the Whitecaps are on the board. An RBI single for Cruz. Chacon stopping at second. Lansing 2, West Michigan 1.
That's tough. It'll be an unearned run. Campos just unable to make that tough play on a hard hit ball moments ago from Chacon, and Trey Cruz comes through with a big swing.
Jace Young is the batter. And I think usually, Adam, this is where we might see a pitching mound visit. But at this point, you need to get the baseball in. 2-1, two out. Lefty, lefty. Here's the pitch to Young. Bouncer foul off of Young, then rolling up the first baseline. Jack Owen checked it the entire way. Boy, Jace Young's last at-bat was a tense spot. He was up there with King at second, Cruz at first, two outs, top of the third inning. And Jack Owen froze him and rung him up on a pitch on the outside corner for a called strike three. Fly out, strike out looking for the Texas Tech Red Raider, the 2021 Big 12 Player of the Year. At 0-1. Ground left side, taken in by third baseman Campos. The foul out retires the side. Young and the Whitecaps are done. One run on two hits, one error, two left. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It's an official game. It is Lansing 2, West Michigan 1.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The final game of the 24-game season series between Lansing and West Michigan. It is the 428th all-time meeting between Lansing and West Michigan. And right now, it is the Lansing Locos 2, the West Michigan Whitecaps 1, going to the bottom of the fifth in rain-threatened Lansing. The Locos bring up 8-9-1, Brian Buelbas, followed by Lopez and Bowman. The first pitch, Brian Buelbas takes a call.
What do you say they take some pitches here in this afternoon?
Yeah, I mean, there's no rush now. Carlos Guzman misses outside. Guzman, through four innings, has allowed two hits. He has walked two. He's given up two runs. One mighty swing, Lázaro Armenteros. Buelbas fouls it away to the right side. One ball, two strikes. Fast moving, low clouds above, as layer upon layer of cloud cover comes in above us. A 1-2 pitch on the native of Colombia, Monterrey, Colombia, Brian Buelbas. Kick, the toss, fouled off into the screen. Earlier today, with today a Copa de la Diversión game, honoring the Lansing Lugnuts Latino players, They were all out there with their nation's flags. Wilbas in the flag of Colombia. Josh Juan Wright in the flag of Panama. Let's see, Hanson Lopez, the catcher, and Mexico. Lázaro Armenteros and Cuba. 1-2. Fly ball left center field and carrying. Back it goes. It's gone. Home run number 5 this year for Brian Wilbas. 3-1, Locos.
We've talked about it. He's got some great pop in that bat. And the Lugnuts pummeling a couple of baseballs out to left center field today.
And with that, manager Brian Pena of the West Michigan Whitecaps is heading out to the mound. By the way, I did miss a couple of flags, Adam. Puerto Rico, represented by Osvaldo Barrios, as Guzman has the baseball taken away and West Michigan makes the call to the pen. And from Venezuela, Lansing hitting coach Javier Goddard, infielder Alexander Campos, pitcher Angelo Infante, as well as pitcher Christian Fernandez. La Copa de la Diversión game, a great day to honor everyone's heritages.
Yeah, I love when they do that. I think we talked about it in West Michigan when we had the game, the Copa game between the two teams. The Whitecaps are the banner that MLB, so very cool. They do the flags as well over there at LMCU Ballpark.
By the way, Brian Pena, the Whitecaps manager, is from Cuba, from La Habana, Cuba. Same as Lansing's Lázaro Armenteros. Well, West Michigan makes the call to the bullpen in the bottom of the fifth inning, and they've called upon the newest Whitecap. This is the right-hander Tim Holdgraffer, signed as a minor league free agent on July 20th this year out of Pomona, California. Adam, I'm starting to feel some rain.
Yep, and the wind is picking up. The storm is seemingly just about here.
Well, all right then. It is the Locos leading 3-1 over the Whitecaps. So make sure that all papers are anchored down. Adam and I like to use scotch tape up here.
That's right.
Tim Holdgraffer going through his warm-ups in his very first appearance for the Whitecaps. Currently getting misted on. It's not bad. It's coming across the field from left to right as the wind is blowing that rain. And now all of the fans are starting to leave the seating bowl. Holdgraffer continues his warm-up pitches as all of the spectators vacate. It's in the bottom of the fifth inning. Locos 3, Whitecaps 1. Adam closes his window. Dan Hasty in the visiting booth has closed his window. At some point, I figure I should close mine, huh?
Yeah. Wow. If you're watching on the MILB feed, it is pouring.
Yes. So welcome to the Midwest League, Tim Holdgraffer, huh?
Yeah. I think we might have a little delay here pretty shortly.
Let's check in with the umpires. Home plate umpire Kenny Jackson, bases umpire Nathan Diedrich. They came together. They conferred. And here comes Hanson Lopez to bat as Phil Pohl, the third base coach and manager, quickly dashes up the third base side to get into his coach's box. Rain pouring down, and I think the bases umpire, Nathan Diedrich, has seen enough. So, Tim Holdgraffer, you got yourself all warmed, coach. And at 2:14 p.m., the Lansing Lugnuts crew, although I could say the Locos crew, is going to roll out the tarp from the right side and cover Jackson Field. 3-1, the Locos lead. We hit a weather delay. Let's step aside. Let's take a quick break. Let me turn that crowd microphone off. Let's play some spots, and we'll come back here to Lansing, Michigan in just a moment.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app
or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ball.
Joined by Lansing Lugnuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Welcome back into Jackson Field. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. And as we promised you, there was rain. Hey, guess what? The rain is here. It's arrived, and we're currently in a delay. Delay started up at 2:14 p.m. Eastern Time. The Lansing Locos, 3. The West Michigan Whitecaps, 1. West Michigan scored a run on the top of the 5th, but Jack Owen got through the jam. He got a foul out to third base off the bat of Jace Young. And then in the bottom half of the 5th inning, before the tarp was called for, Brian Buelbas a solo shot, his 5th of the year. Just to add insurance, but the big key was getting through the top of the 5th inning. This is now an official game. Lansing 3, West Michigan 1, as the field has been covered. And now we see how this rain does and the weather in terms of passing through. Adam Jaxa was looking at the radar, and Adam, you were seeing a lot of rain around this area and coming our way.
Yeah, it does look like a pretty big storm. So I think it is nice that the game could officially be called, and Lansing obviously would be the winner. We'll see what happens, but according to that radar, that storm looks like it's a pretty hefty one here on this Sunday afternoon. So we'll see what happens.
And with that in mind, let's play some Lansing conversations. You just heard about a home run from Brian Buelbas, the native of Monterrey, Colombia. And earlier this year, I had the chance to catch up with Brian. Joined by Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Brian Buelbas, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We see you in center field. We've seen you in the outfield. Have you played any other positions in your life?
Never. I used to play outfield, and that's what I'm loving.
What's the best catch you've ever made?
I can't remember right now, but I have a few recently. You remember against Daytona, on center field,
yes,
with the bases loaded, two outs. I like that one.
That was huge.
Yeah, that was cool.
Have you ever robbed a home run?
Never. Not yet.
Not yet. Yeah. With regards to hitting home runs, you've hit a lot in your life. Was there one that went the farthest, one that you hit the hardest?
I thought it was here. Oh, the last one against Daytona too, I guess. Yeah. No. I don't remember against what team, but that was here on Lansing. I thought that was the farthest and the hardest.
How good did that feel?
Pretty good. I mean, you know, like really, really excited, really, really happy to, I know, about for the homer, because I hit the homer, but side of that is because I can help the team to win, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's good.
You're from Monterrey, Colombia. We knew Jordan Diaz with the Lugnuts last year. How long have you known him?
We practiced together, yeah. We played together in winter ball. We are in the same organization, so yeah, we was on the same program. His father practiced us right now.
His father was your coach?
Yeah, he's my coach. Yeah, his name is Jorge Diaz. So we practice together every off season, and even before we signed with the A's, we practiced together too.
How old were you when you first met the Diaz family?
I was 12. I was 12. Yeah.
I heard that the Diaz family has horses. Have you seen them?
Yeah. We shared that activity that. We love the horses too, so we ride together.
Wait, so does the Buelbas family also have horses?
Yeah.
How many?
I mean, my grandfather have, I'm not sure how many, but he have some. My grandmother have too, so We got a lot of horses.
Right, that's so cool. And Cuba. 1-2. Fly ball left center field and carrying. Back it goes. It's gone. Home run number 5 this year for Brian Buelvas. 3-1.
We've talked about it. He's got some great pop in that bat. And the Lugnuts pummeling a couple of baseballs out to left center field today.
Do any other members of the Buelvas family play baseball?
My father.
What position?
He played shortstop.
How good was he?
How what?
How good was he?
I mean, he say he was really good. I never seen him playing baseball, but now he plays softball, but you know, it's not the same thing. But
no.
But yeah, he told me the stories, and he told me he was really good, so I believed him.
Tell me about signing with the Oakland Athletics. So your training, what was your tryout like?
You know something curious? I never did a tryout with the A's. He just signed me on the tournament, on the like World Cup.
Yes.
At Colombia, and there we have every coordinator, and they sell me some games, and we make a deal.
Who was there when you signed your contract?
You know, Dan FaceTime.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was there. Juan Mosquera. I'm not sure right now who is, but there was like four guys from the A's.
Were your parents there?
Yeah. They talked with my father.
How did you celebrate afterward?
I was crying. I was alone this week because we played like here. My father was at Lansing. It's like for my for you. And we used to talk with my parents, with my fathers. We was so excited. We was crying. We was really good.
You sign. You're with the Athletics. Hold on. Tell me about the World Cup. Tell me about playing for Colombia.
I love it. I always love it. I really like it. It's a lot of fun with the Colombian uniform and with the Colombian jersey. Sorry. I'm just. Love it. I'm playing with my heart to my country, you know. So that's a really, really good experience, and I love it.
How many years have you played for the national team?
I've been with the Colombia team like four or five times.
Wow.
My whole of my life.
Where have you traveled?
I've been at Mexico, Venezuela. We was the last year on the Pre-Olympics on Miami, on West Palm Beach, Mexico, when again, we played at Colombia too, and Panama too.
Speaking of playing for Colombia, you just won the Caribbean Series.
Uh-huh.
You're the Caribbean champions.
At Dominica too.
What was that like?
Hey, that was unbelievable. That was handsome. That was crazy too, because nobody, I mean, We expected, we're gonna be there to compete, to win, to take the championship, but you know, it's different when you expect that and when you do it. It's another feeling, it's another sensation, and we celebrated for 1 week, and that was really good. Yeah, that was really good. Even we was on the president house. He invited us to say, hey, congrats, guys, that was a really good job, and that stuff, but that was really good.
Had you ever met the president before?
No, never. Never.
Gosh.
That was my first time.
Speaking with Brian Buelvas, when you got back to Colombia, when you saw your family after winning the Caribbean Series, what did everybody say to you?
They say, like, wow, this wow, yeah. We don't have words to describe that feeling, you know.
Yes.
It's a big feeling. It's a big, big challenge, and that was just everyone.
Let's go back to last year. You played for Stockton,
yeah.
And you got to work with Craig Conklin. He was a coach there for you.
Yeah.
How was last year for you?
Really good. I mean, we right now
we are a really good friend. I mean, I can see he's not just my coach, he's my friend too, because we help each other. That was a really, really good relation. I like work with him. I like stay this year again with him.
How did you get better last year, from the start of last year to the end of last year? How did you improve?
Every day it's a new day to learn something new.
Yeah.
It's what it is. I mean, every day we got a new something on what I can work, what I want to do, and what I have to improve. And that just every day I'm trying to be better.
Let me go through a couple of things. There's hitting, there's base running, there's fielding. So hitting, what are you working on right now?
Right now, it's a lot of stuff, but it's more like be consistently on my FBs and that's it. Be consistent on my offense and try to help the team to win, you know?
In April, you struck out a lot more than you have struck out in May this year. Why?
The weather. I thought it's because of that, because I struck out myself, but I never played on that weather. I never played with that cold.
Yeah.
And that was hard for me. That was my first time. So yes. I was like working on that. I was trying to get used to playing with that weather, and I felt that's the reason why, because I don't know what other reason right now.
No, that makes sense. It's miserable to play in the cold, especially for a hitter if you get jammed, right?
Yeah, you don't feel your hands, you don't feel the bat, you don't feel even the ball when you're gonna throw. That's how. It's easier than hit, but you know, still feeling freezing. So, you know, it's hard.
What are you working on right now defensively?
Use same thing. Baseball, it's be consistent in everything you do. So I'm working on that. I'm working on my angles.
Yeah.
That's it.
How about base running? What are you working on?
Right now I'm working on my first steps, on my jumps, and I'm trying to get more stolen bases, you know.
Yeah. How tough is that?
It's something you have to work on. It's not like the harder thing or the difficult thing, but you gotta be focused, and you gotta be focused on what are you doing, and letting go of the bad habits. And mm-hmm. is that
watching this team for me is so much fun with the group of guys that the Lugnuts have. How is it to be for you to be a part of this team?
Really good. I think we got a really good team. I think we got a really good chance to get into the playoff. I like how we play. I like with the patience we play. I use feeling good with that group.
And then finally, my last question for you. Mm-hmm. Besides baseball, what else do you love to do?
What else I like to do?
Yeah.
On my free time, I like read. I read a lot of books.
Mm-hmm.
I like talk with my family. I talk a lot with my family, to be honest. With my friends too, I enjoy it. I like watching series and movies. I love it. That's it.
And I'm also a big reader. Brian, okay. Yes, and watching things and... Especially with family. Do you have brothers or sisters?
Yeah, I have one sister. She's the youngest.
Brian, thank you so much.
Thank you, Ati. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me and show guys. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure. Lansing Lugnuts outfielder Brian Huelbas. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strasser, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a team from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey.
pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Hi, this is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back at Jackson Field in Lansing, Michigan. Tarp covering the field. The Lansing Locos and the West Michigan Whitecaps currently in a rain delay. We've been in a delay since 2:14, so currently delayed for about 17 minutes thereabouts. It's the Locos 3, the Whitecaps 1. Bottom of the fifth inning, the game is official, and we're seeing what the weather pattern is as there's a show of lightning above us, straight above the stadium and off to our right toward the east and East Lansing. Well, as we have this moment, let's continue to introduce you to these Lansing Locos on this Copa de la Diversión game, to the new father out of Maracaibo, Venezuela, Angelo Infante, who fired two innings out of the Lansing bullpen yesterday. Get to know Angelo a little bit better.
Hello, Infante. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. First, Angelo, which major league team did you grow up rooting for?
So my favorite team, the Major League Baseball, is New York Yankees. So my favorite player is Félix Hernández.
So Félix Hernández, Seattle Mariner.
Yeah.
But your favorite team was the Yankees.
Yeah.
Who else in your family besides you plays baseball?
No, my brother, and when he play only, you know, junior, senior. That's it, he not saying. He play, but he not saying.
Was he a pitcher like you?
He better with me. He never seen. I don't know. That baseball is crazy sometimes.
I know you as a pitcher. How are you as a hitter?
No. Only when I younger.
Okay, let's talk about when you were younger. How old were you when you first went to the GoPro Baseball Academy?
When in the academy, mm-hmm. GoPro Baseball, mm-hmm. I am 13 years old.
Let me ask you, how far was that away from your home?
It's like 10 minutes.
10 minutes away?
Yeah.
So perfect. So you were there a couple of years, and then you signed with the Oakland A's. How was that?
Oh, that's good. That's beautiful. So I go to one tryout. The academy said, yeah, you have one tryout one Sunday. In Venezuela, all Sunday, not looking a lot of tryout Sunday. So I remember you had only 15 pitch. Throw everything. I throw, I think, only three hitter. They say only five throw, mm-hmm. for hitter. I throw, I think, eight hitter. The 15 pitcher, 12, 13 strike. And they say me, you want to throw next day? No, I want to sign today for the day. Okay. Next day, hey, welcome to the A's.
Angelo, you're 16 years old and you sign. How did you celebrate with your family?
Oh, I called to my mom. The first I called to my mom. My mom, no more tryout. I go home now. That she's crying, you know. That's crazy.
Were there other players in the academy who we see in minor leagues or major league baseball?
Yeah, the same Sunday, mm-hmm. we sang one more friend with the Philadelphia.
Uh huh.
Only the seven guy, this tryout, we signed only two guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you were one.
Me one, and he play now for the Philly. Yeah.
What's his name?
Juan Aparicio.
Yeah.
He's a catcher. He's good.
Joined by Angelo Infante, you pitched for the Venezuelan youth national team. What was that like?
Yeah. That's beautiful. I played 2014. Lázaro. Lázaro, he go to
Cuba.
Lázaro present Cuba, Joshua, Panama. A lot of people, a lot of friends. Somebody play now in big league. We hear, you know, the baseball is good, it's good.
So you sign with the A's. And in 2016, your first professional season, you're a reliever in the Dominican Republic. Next year, you're starting pitcher. Now we get to see you as a reliever here after you've been a starter. How has it been for you between relief pitcher and starting pitcher?
Well, my first year, yeah, this 2016, it's good. So, for you, now is the real baseball. So, you're starting, I throw really, really good.
So, the year after that, it's 2018, you pitch in Arizona. Had you been to the United States before?
It's good. When my first year in 2017, when I start, and this year, so I go to Intrusional and I look USA, that's good. When I go to Arizona, that's too hot. And after, okay, let's go.
Okay, so Arizona 2018. 2019, you start in Beloit, then to Arizona, then to Vermont, and then back to Beloit. What was Beloit like?
Beloit, that's good experience. So now it's too cold, and Beloit is too very, very cool. And I throw good. Vermont, I'm saying. I throw, I think, three times only in Vermont for a start. And the manager, he saved me one time. I called him the first day for, and Aaron Nicola, he said to me, hey, you come back to Eloy, but don't call in first day, and tomorrow you go to Eloy again. Yeah.
So you finished that 2019 year. First, before we go on to the next year, this year the Lugnuts go back to Beloit. It's a brand new ballpark.
Yeah.
But how is it going back to the city of Beloit?
When 2019, the stadium in Beloit is not good.
No.
Then this year, that's, I think it's the new stadium is last year.
Yeah.
So that's beautiful. Good adjustment.
With Angelo Infante, all right, now we come to 2020, and minor league baseball season is canceled. Where were you when you found out that the season was?
I did nothing. When 2020 is canceled, I called to my mom, hey, you come back to Venezuela, or I'm staying in Arizona, or whatever. She say me, no, stay in USA. After the pandemic, airport, everything is closed, so I don't know what am I doing now. Maybe working, whatever. And this month, nothing. In November, the team de Venezuela, Aguilas del Zulia, they call me, hey, you want to play here? Sure, and I come back to Venezuela in November 2020.
Thank goodness. You got to go back home. You got to pitch, too. It had been a while since you pitched. How was that winter ball experience in Venezuela?
A lot of good people, triple A, double A, big league. Yeah, that's, they say similar to triple A, you know, double A, triple A. That's hard.
Who are the best hitters that you've ever pitched against?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
I don't know why for a lot of people big league in Venezuela.
So winter league ends, 2021, right back to spring training. Were you hurt last year?
No, Harrison. I'm tired. You know, tired. The 2020, no working, nothing. No, it's the same when you practice, whatever the thing. But I know how. I'm tired in my shoulders. So I try only work out. You know, and Git Patterson, he say me, hey, couple more weeks, trying good, Troy, and you come back to wherever, Stockton, Lansing, Doubleday, you never know. Keep it ready, Troy, keep it ready.
So last year, yes, you pitched in Arizona and you pitched in Stockton. How was last season for you?
That's good. That's not too bad. That's really good.
How did you spend this last off season? Did you pitch in winter ball again?
Yeah, I not throw a lot, but yeah, I throw winter in Venezuela.
So that brings us to this year, and you're with the Lugnuts, and we get to see you as a closer. How is this year going for you?
That's good. After first reliever, after star, now close 2020, that's good experience. That's a good experience. You need to watch the game every time, keep ready for maybe 4-1, you never know. Ready for this inning and time.
All right, so you've played a lot of baseball growing up as a teenager and now in the Oakland Athletics minor league system. Do you have a favorite memory in baseball?
My 7 years, I think, is this year. Close is good. I like close. I don't know why. That's my first year that close. I don't know why, but this good.
The ninth inning is more important to pitching than the first inning.
Yeah. You need it. I need it. Throw these three out, and we win. Go happy to whatever, to home, to the other, whatever. I don't like a lot. I like win.
Your pitchers right now, fastball, slider, changeup?
And two-seam.
Two-seam.
Yeah.
What's your favorite pitch to strike a guy out on?
Now is my slider.
Slider.
Yeah.
How good is your slider feeling?
He responds every time.
Yeah.
He's good. He's good.
And then my final question for you is, we've talked only about baseball. What else do you like to do besides baseball?
Oh, the same. Watch a lot of history.
Everything. You watch history?
Yeah. Everything. I watch everything. I want to know more of the life. I don't know how you say, conocer.
Yeah, no. You want to learn more about life.
Yeah,
you want So in watching history, you can learn about what's happened. Is there something that you watched recently that you really liked?
Yeah, the life, everything.
Yeah. Angelo Infante, muchas gracias.
Thanks.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Angelo Infante. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is saying, "That's rad," it simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous, as in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
The rain delay continues from Jackson Field. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here with Adam Jaxep. We are, by my count, 31 minutes into this rain delay. No sign of the umpires, no sign of anybody else around us. It's the Locos of Lansing leading the West Michigan Whitecaps by a 3-1 score in the bottom of the fifth inning. Brian Wellbass homered. That was one batter into the frame. And then Henson Lopez was coming up. West Michigan went to the pen, called upon the right-hander Tim Holdgrafer. He came in. Bad news, Tim. Rain delay. Did not have a chance to throw his first pitch as a member of the West Michigan Whitecaps here in the Midwest League. And so we've been delayed. The rain is heavy. We are talking about heavy pouring, downpouring upon Jackson Field. And Adam and I are both feeling dubious that there might be any more baseball today. But as we continue to wait, you've already heard from one of the Lansing home run hitters from today's game, Brian Buelbas. I had the chance to sit down with Lázaro Armenteros earlier this year. Here's Lazarito. This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Lugnuts outfielder Lázaro Armenteros. And translate, Lázaro, how's this year going for you?
Bien, bien. Good.
What did you learn from last year?
¿Qué aprendiste del año pasado?
So, de empezar, ¿sabes? Fuerte y tratar de mantenerme consistente para poder terminar el año fuerte también.
To have a strong start and then continue to be consistent in his game so he can finish up strong too.
How did you spend the off season?
¿Cómo pasaste la season?
Bien, bien. Entrené fuerte.
Good. He trained a lot. Trained hard.
What did you train in terms of what were your goals? What were you training specifically? What did you want to try to get better with in baseball?
En pelota, que tú entrenaste, o sea, ¿qué era lo que tú querías mejorar en como tal específicamente en pelota?
Lo que trabajé en los rompientes bastante, ese fue mi mayor enfoque.
His biggest focus was to work on the breaking stuff, breaking pitches.
So how did you feel coming into spring training, working with breaking stuff? Did you feel like your work really worked out for you?
¿Cómo te sentiste en spring training cuando llegaste? ¿Que si sirvió lo que hiciste o no?
En spring training como que me faltaba ajustar algunas cosas, pero ya cuando empezó la temporada me sentí mucho mejor, me sentí bien.
He said that in spring training he needed to still do some adjustments, but when the season started, he felt good.
In the off season, besides baseball, besides training, how did you spend your time?
Aparte en el off-season, aparte de entrenar y pelota y todo, ¿qué más hacías en el off-season?
Estar con mi hija, con mi familia.
Just spend time with his daughter and his family.
How old is she?
¿Qué edad tiene?
Tiene 8 meses.
8 months.
Where do you live?
¿Dónde vive?
En Miami, Miami.
So if she's 8 months old, you became a father during last year's baseball season, is that right?
Que si te convertiste en papá la temporada pasada.
No, ya dile que yo soy papá del 2018.
His father since 2018, he has another kid.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So, I want to look back, way back. How many people in your family?
Yo solo.
Just you?
Yeah.
Were you always an outfielder?
¿Siempre fuiste outfield?
No, primero, era primera base.
First baseman first.
How did you like playing first base?
Si te gustaba jugar, pero...
Claro, no tengo que correr mucho.
You like it didn't have to run.
So how old were you when somebody moved you out to the outfield?
¿A qué edad te movieron para el outfield?
Cuando tenía de 13 a 14 años.
13, 14 years old.
What is the best play you've ever made in the outfield?
¿Qué cuál es la mejor jugada que tú has hecho en el outfield?
No, pues son muchas. La que más me viene a la mente fue la última que hice en el último juego que jugué en el outfield.
He said he got a lot of plays that he recalls, but the last one, the other game that he got the ball and threw it.
Yes, out number 27. I wasn't sure you could get there, and you got there at the last second. Lugnuts win. I was reading about how good you were playing for the Cuban national team. How old were you when you first played for Team Cuba?
¿Qué edad tú tenías? Él leyó que tú eras muy bueno jugando con el equipo nacional de Cuba. ¿Qué edad tú tenías cuando jugaste con el equipo de Cuba?
Yo empecé mi primer equipo nacional que hice, yo lo hice con 12 años.
His first ever play with national team was at 12 years old.
Where did you travel to play with them? ¿Cuáles países?
¿A cuáles países fuiste a jugar?
A Venezuela y a México.
How were those experiences? So let's take Venezuela first. What do you remember?
¿Qué te acuerdas de Venezuela de ese año?
Venezuela, bueno, imagínate. La cultura, la cantidad de personas que iban a ver un juego en Cuba, no estábamos acostumbrados a eso. Y así ya la comida y esas cosas.
Yeah,
I'll interrupt Lázaro Armenteros, my interview with him from earlier this year. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back at Jackson Field with Adam Jaxa. We have received the official notice from the umpiring crew of Kenny Jackson, Nathan Diedrich. This game has been called. So after the rain delay, lasting approximately 36 minutes, your final score, the Lansing Locos 3, the West Michigan Whitecaps 1. The Locos improved to 14, and the Whitecaps fall to 25-11, 56-46. And Adam Jackson, we go right into Locos postgame.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great stuff for the Nuts. We thought that this unfortunately might happen where the game wasn't going to be able to get in. So next thing, can you get to the point where it becomes an official game? Jack Owen did that, even though giving up the run on the RBI single from Trey Cruz, came right back and got Jace Young to finish out the frame. And well, boss, for a little insurance that actually wasn't needed, the home run, and nice to see Lansing, even though they had dropped three in a row and they'll lose this series 4-2, they do get a rain-shortened victory to close out the week at home.
So, Lansing now heads out on the road. A six-game series beginning on Tuesday at Dayton, Ohio, at Dare Ballpark against the Dayton Dragons. Meanwhile, for the West Michigan Whitecaps, they head out to beautiful Beloit, Wisconsin, to take on the Skycarp at ABC Supply Stadium. Happy travels to West Michigan. We hope that you enjoy yourselves in Beloit. Things are a lot better than last you went. That's what's up next for the Whitecaps. The next time that the Lansing ball club is at home. After this coming week, the six-game series at Dayton, it is Lansing against the Great Lakes Loons from Tuesday, August the 16th through Sunday, August the 21st. That's going to be a lot of fun to renew acquaintances with the friends from Midland.
Jesse, I'll see you on the 16th. Have a good week in Dayton, and bring back some victories, will you?
I'll do my best. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Once more, your final score. The Locos, 3. The West Michigan Whitecaps, 1. We wish you well and a dry, relatively, take care of yourself, rest of the weekend. From Lansing, Michigan, this has been Locos Baseball.